Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us again. Go, Go Gadget Radio Show. Let's get this going. Hey, we are joined. We're in a series of adult shows. We're featuring our adult clinics. And we've talked about the adult anxiety and depression clinic. And now we're talking about the specific evidence-based therapy models that they have. Cool thing about evidence-based is that they've tested it really, really rigorously. And basically, it works like this. If you go in and you follow the process and you do the work in the therapy, you tend to get better fairly reliably. And that's kind of cool for people who are suffering because, you know, you go into something and you're like, wow, this is a commitment. You know, I got to go every week. I got to do all this work outside of therapy. Am I going to get better? And evidence-based suggests that, yeah, you are. And so we're here to talk with Bianca Nelson, and she's an associate social worker, which means she should have, like, a legal team behind her. Hi, I'm the associate. Welcome aboard, Bianca.
Hi, thank you.
So, associate social worker. What is an associate social worker? I can't even say it. It's too many socials.
Well, it's basically, I have the Master's of Social Work degree. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, I was given that title when I registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences and became an associate clinical social worker intern. And so I am an intern until I complete all my necessary hours and tests so that way I can become licensed.
Does this hour with us count? Or?
No.
No, not this one, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I can't log this one in.
Unless somebody talks to you.
But a lot of hours. And along how many? 3,000 and
3,200.
Change, right? 3,200 hours of client contact, basically.
Yeah, mostly. I mean, they include, like, training time and things like that. But, yeah, it's mostly the face-to-face time.
But you'll get there. You're getting there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more.
Day by day.
Day by day, exactly.
How far along are you on this?
You know, I haven't counted the last few weeks, but I'm a little over 1,000, so I still have quite a few to go.
But well on the road. I mean, you're right.
That's good.
And if you've got full caseloads and lots of clients, those hours tend to rack up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
One of the things that, you know, going back to the intro, you know, this is an hour of wellness radio, and we are talking about mental health and the different types of mental health treatment that behavioral health offers. And it's a lot of people, you know, here's another hour of mental health. Well, the reason why is that, you know, there's still so much stigma out there about mental health. And, you know, the research has said, you know, one out of four people, you know, there's four people right here in the radio show studio. And one of us is going to, at one time in our lives, going to go through some type of degree of depression or could be some type of trauma exposed or something. So anything that we learn, anything, even through this radio, you know, we offer some interventions, some tools that people, everyday people can use in their everyday lives, and it works. It's not for just the people who are just going through mental health treatment through behavioral health, but it's for people, for their loved ones or family, community members, and just another tool that you can have in your bag to deal with everyday stressors that there are. So here we are, an hour of wellness radio.
Yay. There it is. And if you miss this hour of wellness radio, please listen to the podcast available at kxoradio.com.
Right. Got that.
Got that, too.
And we'll repeat that during this show, too.
Bianca. Your evidence-based therapy that you're going to talk about today is
cognitive processing therapy. And
boy, that sounds grown up.
I know. Yeah.
So CPT for short is usually how we refer to it. It's an evidence-based therapy, like you were talking about earlier, where there's a lot of evidence showing that it is a therapy that is effective in treating post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.